Dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream.
Hi, Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. Really great to be here with you today. I'm going to be talking about how to launch your genius idea, and I'm also going to be bringing on a guest who is a certified ethical clinical hypnotist. He does this with patients, he does this around the world, and he also does this on stage. So that's going to be pretty exciting. Matthew Fallon will be on soon and teaching us how to attain our full potential. Well, I'm going to give a shout out to Earl Thomas. Sir, thanks, Earl. Love hearing from you guys. Who wrote in, thanks, Debbie, for your encouragement, your show, your sincerity, inspiring words. Help me start my day in a positive way. For being on the radio, I also appreciated your guest, Susan. Thanks to you both for being there when I needed a boost. God bless you both in huge, amazing ways. Cool. Bless you in huge, amazing ways, too. I love hearing from you, Earl, and everybody else who writes in. Just remember that I do share your feedback in my heart and also to everybody else. Love hearing from you and how the show affects you. So, I am going to be talking about how to launch your genius idea. And, you know, sometimes ideas shift around. You go down a path for a while and you've done something and you're successful and then you're ready for the next thing. Sometimes you're just launching something new. It was Susan Vreeland who said, no matter where life takes you, the place where you stand at any moment is holy ground. Love hard and love wide and love long, and you will find the goodness in it. So how do you launch your genius idea? Well, you have a brilliant business notion. You're wondering how to make it real. It could be anything, like starting an Etsy shop or the next Airbnb, and you know that you're going to benefit, and you want some expert steps for a prosperous entrepreneurship. Well, first, make sure that you really love the idea, because you're going to spend a lot of time doing it. Trust me, your weekends, your wallet, your brain is going to be devoted to bringing this concept to life. You'll be talking about it, agonizing over it, strategizing around it. Entrepreneurship is usually not a get-rich-quick scheme. You have to be prepared and motivated. Many overnight success stories, she said in quotes, have been at work on their projects for 10 years. So that's why being enthusiastic about what it is you're creating, it's really critical. Pick something that you love so much, you would do it, whether you were paid or not. So what if you're waiting for inspiration? Think about this. Consider this. What do people always ask for your advice about? What do they always thank you for? What are you known for out in the world? And in that gratitude, life is showing you your genius. So again, what do people always ask for your advice about? What do they always thank you for? That's where your genius is. Think about that. Thornton Wilder said, we can only be said to be alive in those moments when our hearts are conscious of our treasure. So make sure you love the idea too. Zoom toward failure. Wah, wah. Even visionaries such as Bill Gates and Walt Disney founded companies that collapsed before they built their empires. So please assume failure will be part of the path so that the fear of it won't derail you. You have to start somewhere. And you have to know that when worry crops up, the power of your drive directly relates to the ability to quiet the doubts. 3, start where it's easy. So ask yourself, what can I do right now to advance my idea? When that light starts going on, you don't have to wait for it to be at the end of the tunnel. What if it was right here? The light is encouraging. It's like when people lose weight, right? If they work and work and don't see much in the scale, chances are it's going to be very hard for them to keep going. When they see something rather quickly in their belt notches or on the scale, it's very encouraging. Same thing with your business. What can you move without a lot of time or effort? Who already wants what you have? Where are they? Right from the start, think about what it might take to secure your first client or your first sale so you can begin generating revenue. Keep your eyes open for available help. If there's a person who wants to work with you on your project, hey, consider it. Consider it. Anne Lamott said, here are the two best prayers I know. Help me, help me, help me. And thank you, thank you, thank you. And number four, find hidden money. Any idea we have requires capital, so the trick is to get money from sources without owing them a piece of the business. There are, by the way, for anyone interested, there are entrepreneurial contests in the United States that are run by nonprofits and corporate entities. So just consider how this might help you get on the road. There's companies like FedEx and Chase, and they host competitions. These competitions give away anywhere from $1,000 to $100,000. And sometimes the money is targeted. It helps certain groups like women, African Americans, veterans, if you fit any of that. These are great ways to launch your genius idea. And I want to end this with something that's probably one of the most important things I might say, and that is notice. In business, in entrepreneurship, in your life, where do you feel alive? Do you want to know what direction to go in? Notice, where do you feel alive? That is your soul talking to you and inviting you to go down that path. As promised, Matthew Fallon is here. He's a certified and registered member of the American Board of Hypnotherapy, and he's committed to continuing education to maintain his training at peak level. With a diploma in clinical hypnotherapy, Matthew also holds diplomas in complete mind therapy. He's also a practitioner of NLP. He's a member of the Association of Ethical and Professional Hypnotherapists, and he holds a BA degree with emphasis in theater, event production, and marketing. Matthew travels, and his work focuses on individuals and groups to help them achieve their goals, eliminating limiting beliefs, habits, and patterns. All of that to experience lasting change. If you want to know more about him, go to attainyourfullpotential.com. Matthew Fallon, welcome to Dare to Dream. Great to have you.
Thank you, Debbie. How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm really awesome. Doing great. And I'm so looking forward to our conversation, how we can attain our full potential, one of my favorite subjects. I want to start with the idea about hypnotherapy, hypnosis. I think everybody listening knows about it, has experienced it, has seen it, but I notice you're a certified clinical hypnotist. So what does the clinical part mean for a hypnotist?
It means we're going to help you beyond just stop smoking or lose weight or what have you. We could help you eliminate, and I like to say, gain new or overcome bad habits in life. To help you basically break through limiting beliefs or where you're stuck. Everything from literally biting your nails to having a repeating thought in your mind of I'm not good enough, or which could lead to ill confidence and depression and anxiety, to I can't sleep at night, to again back to weight loss. I work with individuals one-on-one and groups, and that's where the clinical word means is it helps make a very recognized distinction and differentiation from movies, TV, and comic books.
Excellent. So I like the idea that it's not just eliminating something, but in the place of that void, that black hole, you're actually putting in the good stuff in its place.
Most definitely.
Yeah. And it sounds like you work with a variety of issues and ailments. Is there anything kind of interesting we wouldn't consider?
That's a great question. I've worked with a lot of people most recently with regards to bedwetting, and I think many people didn't think that would be effective. Children and adults, It's hypnosis is very effective with that. It's also very effective with, again, it's like a state of our society, so much anxiety and depression going on. It is incredibly good for that. So versus taking a pill to help you sleep or to get rid of depression, seek your gifted mind first, and it can absolutely help you overcome. And that's where hypnotists can help you.
Do you ever have someone who comes to you and says, hey, man, I don't believe in this? And then they get hypnotized anyway.
Yes, and they often make the greatest subjects, which is dynamite.
The skeptics are the best, huh?
They can be, sure. And my response isn't, well, okay, here, I'll tell you instead. No, I'd like to respond to their, I don't believe in this. I like to respond to that with a question that is, well, tell me what you do know, because your belief right now is either what you don't know or think you know about hypnosis. So let's talk for a bit. Help me understand where you're coming from. And then we can usually get onto understanding that, wow, this isn't foreign. This isn't black magic. It's not voodoo. It's not against my religion. It's right between your ears. So it's really great.
You know, the other thing you do that I'm taken with is stage hypnosis, comedy hypnosis, hypnotainment, you call it. What is your show like?
My show number one is inspiring. It is unlike, and I say this with absolute certainty and passion, it is unlike any Vegas show or high school or college show you may remember or have heard about. It's inspiring, but at the same time, absolutely funny. You'll remember the next day. You'll be talking about it. It creates goodwill. But I end my show by saying this. It's, you know, if I've entertained you, inspired you, or even put you to sleep, I've done my job. So it's clean. It's, like I said, it's inspiring and embarrasses no one. So it really goes against the grain of what most people have the idea of a stage hypnosis show about.
I remember in college, somebody came to our campus. I went to USC, and I remember they asked for volunteers, and I went up, and I remember I actually faked in the beginning because I felt so different. Like, I saw people, I could tell they were really going under, and I wasn't, and I didn't know what to do, like, just stand up there. But I know at some point I just had to call myself out and say, kind of, let me sit back down, this is not working. What is the delineation there? How is it that you work, you bring up some people, and how do you know who to bring up who's going to, funk, you know, just go right under?
You bring up a couple of things. I'll answer them quite quickly to hit them all. Is one, I don't bring up people. And I think that could be the fault of most hypnosis shows, where you'll get people faking or people halfway or just not effective, or some people just don't want to be there. Is I literally do a call for volunteers and I bail from the stage. So I'm gone, but 16 chairs are up there. So if you want it, you've got to get your own butt up there. So it literally is, I'm not calling anybody. So everyone who ends up on my stage wants to be there. And I have phenomenal number, as in quantity, and then quality of subjects up there, first thing. Second is that delineation, that differentiator. Why can some go under, some can't? Is, know this, we all go into the natural daydream state, which we can delve into later, all by ourselves normally and naturally. I just guide you there. But in the group or theatrical environment, it could be really difficult to be guided there for obvious reasons. You know, we've got hundreds of eyes looking back at us. We've got stage lights. We've got shoulders to shoulder to strangers up there in the chairs. So, and the speed on stage at which we guide you into that state is very quick versus one-on-one. So there's a lot of factors that make it difficult for on stage or in groups versus just one-on-one. But everybody can get there. You just have to literally want it.
Yeah, I think you hit on exactly the point, because I am told by hypnotherapists in a regular session, I'm great, like I'm optimal. I so go
awesome.
Deep, but
yes.
It may have been the stage aspect. And just like for some good kudos here, good karma points, when I quit smoking, and I had smoked for longer than I care to tell you, and I won't tell you when I started, but I smoked for a very long time, and I knew I'm never going to quit till it's literally, this is time I'm putting him down. And for a month after I put him down, I would shake. I just couldn't stop shaking, and it was not a good state. And I did do hypnotherapy one session. That was it. I was
wow.
so normal.
Love it. You're an ambassador, Debbie. That's it. Done. Sorry. You're an ambassador now. That's fantastic. See, you wanted to quit. That was your leverage. And you said, look, this is it. No more. Never again. I'm done. I'm through. Good for you. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. And then, you know, you get so enamored with, okay, well, hypnotherapy is awesome. What else can I do while I'm here? Let's have some more sessions.
Yes.
So I stuck around for a while, but I am an ambassador. It does work. So what about working with you, Matthew? What does that look like? How can we learn more, work with you? What does that look like? What are the options?
Many options to work with me personally. I do, again, in-person sessions. Good old-fashioned, I do house and office calls. I come to you. That's my first and foremost favorite, I got to say, because gone is that old paradigm where you're going to show up in my office and hope that couch is comfortable, hope you could find a quarter for the parking meter, hope you're not stressed and the office is warm enough or comfortable enough. I'm going to come to you in your comfort zone and where you can be the most relaxed and feel at best and at ease. So that's how I do my in-person work. Then, of course, groups and most often in conference rooms or what have you there. With regards to technology, it's on our side these days.
Yeah.
I do a lot of phone and Skype sessions with people around the world, and it is so, so cool.
Let me ask you. So you're doing a Skype session with somebody, mm-hmm. and you're putting them under, and then it's obvious you can see, right, what's going on with this person. And how is that? Has it been easy to bring them back out on their side?
Yeah, no, they get stuck there forever. No, of course, I'm kidding. You've got to placate on the stereotype. But no, it's first, you know, if someone were to be left alone, let's say, during a hypnosis session, I say those terms, you know, interchangeably, they would just fall into a natural little nap for about a couple few minutes and then wake up feeling really refreshed, saying, oh, where did he or she go? Referring to the hypnotist. So you can never get stuck there. So answer your question, yes, Debbie, you can bring them in very easily and comfortably and bring them back out very easily and very comfortably. And you don't necessarily have to see each other. So phone also works just as well.
What are there? Obviously, I did the smoking thing in one session, done.
Yeah.
Is that typical? Do people need more sessions? Or do you need to know who the person is?
Great question. You know, you don't necessarily need to know who the person is. When someone asks me about one of my audio CDs, let's just take smoking, or about an appointment, and my first response is not, oh yeah, you bet, how's Thursday at 4 o'clock, or, you know, that'll be X dollars. My first question back to them is, do you want to quit, or are you ready for the change? If it's an emphatic yes, then I say, then we're on. Let's talk further and let's schedule this. If they hum and they haw, they say, well, I don't know, I just want to try it. Let's just see if it works. I'll say, you call me back when it's an emphatic yes. And not to be facetious, but they have to literally want it at a must level. Hmm. So that's when I'll work with a client. And that's how the success can work. You said you could do yours in one session, and that's fantastic. And it can be. Any hypnosis solution is equal to one's desire for change. And that could be, again, with depression or anxiety or weight loss or smoking. How bad do you want change out of where you are right now? And that is going to be your launch. That's going to be how, let's call it, how full of fuel your rockets are that are going to launch you to the moon faster. And so it absolutely could be one session. No more, typically, no more than 3 to 4 sessions. And that is over a month. And very briefly, here's why. Neuroscience is on our side that proves that 28 to 30 days or so of repetitive, consistent behavior, and a thought, by the way, is a behavior, creates habits. So if you're going to work with me or another hypnotist one-on-one, you'd go, you know, have sessions once a week or 5 to 7 days for about a month. After that, you're done. Your habits have been changed for the good to what you want.
Wow. That sounds
cool.
So good. Yeah. You mentioned, Matthew, the word natural dream state earlier. Can you talk, what is a natural dream state?
Isn't that great? You know, it's when we're watching a movie and it is emotionally pulling, riveting, driving, you name it, but you all of a sudden realize that I've got tears or I'm choked up or it's an action flick and your heart is pounding out of your chest. And it's the same state, let's say, Debbie, if you've done a drive 100 times before, You know that drive from point A to point B so well, you don't have to think about it. It's like Michael Jordan with his basketball. It's just, you know it like the back of your hand. And you get in your car point A, you get out of your car point B, and you have no recollection of that drive whatsoever.
Yes.
It's when, right? We've all experienced these, or when you're reading a book or listening to music, and you just kind of float off into what we usually refer to others when we see someone in this state is, oh, they're on cloud nine. They tapped out. They're kind of a little airheaded for a moment. They daydreamed, right? And it's simply, there's only four states of mind. Only four states of mind. Unless you get abducted by aliens, I'm not responsible for that. But here's the first state. There's wide awake, which you are right now. That's beta. Then there's alpha, which is a little daydream state. And that's kind of those examples I just brought up. When you just kind of tap out for a moment, you know, your thinking mind just kind of silenced for a bit. Then there's theta, and that's light sleep. And then there's delta, and that's snoring, deep sleep. So where this natural daydream state is right below alpha, that daydream state, and theta, light sleep. It's usually right before we fall asleep at night, naturally, or before we wake up in the morning. It's a kind of twilightish natural state. It's cool, and it's it feels really good. It's a natural high that our Creator gave us. It's super cool.
Well, a natural high indeed. Matthew asks, how bad do you want it? You're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Just know when we come back, at some point in the show, Matthew is actually going to be taking us through a live demonstration of some hypnosis for everybody's benefit. Listen, you can sign up for free newsletters with show replay links, inspiring videos, and upcoming events at debbiedashinger.com. I'm also on Facebook at Dare to Dream Radio and TV. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa, voted the number one center for beauty and restoration. For men and women at RejuvenateMedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at RejuvenateMedical.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
When making the decision to hire a coach, find a pro who delivers. Debbie Dashinger is an expert with an impressive platform that gets results. Let go of issues and shift your life into brilliance. Go to www.debbiedashinger.com. That's D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R, debbiedashinger.com. Debbie believes that we are each meant to shine our light and fulfill our unique path. Hire a coach who delivers. www.debbiedashinger.com.
Would you like to be a part of creating a sustainable future on planet Earth? The El Lugar Foundation, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane Heer, is a non-for-profit organization providing alternative ways of working with and preserving land for a sustainable future. To donate and learn more, go to crowdrise.com/change the course of our. What kind of Earth would you like to see passed on to the next generation and beyond? crowdrise.com/change the course of our.
I am interviewing Matthew Fallon. He's a certified clinical hypnotist, and you can find out more at attainyourfullpotential.com. I'm really curious, Matthew, you've worked with and effectively hypnotized 7,000 plus people across cultures, young and old. Is there an outstanding client story that you have of someone being hypnotized to great results that you can share?
Yes, one of the first ones that comes to mind. Thanks for asking, Debbie. By the way, I appreciate it very much. Is this one lady I met, and she was deathly afraid of birds. And at first hearing of that, most of us would just kind of chuckle, say birds, you know. But this woman literally understands. She had the heart pounding, sweaty palm. I got to get out of here. Fear of birds, and
wow.
My empathy for that wanted to know more and tell me more. And in short. She was maybe in her mid-60s, by the way, when we met. And in short, she was a child, like 5 or 6, and she remembers being with her older siblings and cousins on a farm back in Minnesota, and they're playing on the farm and having a good time. Then they're sitting at a little picnic table having lunch, and she's eating, and she remembers this, a crow or a chicken. She doesn't remember what, but it was big and it had wings, and it just landed right there on her table, like at her bologna sandwich or something. And it just shocked her into, so there's the trauma, instantly learned. There was the moment of fear created, and no fear before that. And she had it with her all her life. Now, at the same time I met her, my wife and I were really fortunate. We were visiting Italy at the same time. So the next couple of days, she was going to be in St. Mark's Square in Venice.
Yeah. I mean,
if you know
birds, a lot.
There you go. Pigeons galore, right? So she was saying to her husband, Jim, and I remember this vividly, saying, I can't go. I don't know what I'm going to do. And she says, Matthew, for some reason, we've met for, you know, there's no coincidences. We've met for a reason. I said, Linda, sit down. Let me work with you for a few moments. And so literally then keep in touch with her afterward. She said she had the most freeing experience ever, as though seeing all the bright colors and the birds and the asphalt she's walking on, everything as though it was the first time. And it was just a beautiful thing to hear her overcome that. I love it. It can choke me up sometimes too, because it literally helps people break free of this stuff. It feels so good, and I'm so happy for them. You know?
It's mind-blowing, because when I hear you tell that story, Matthew, it's clear for all of us that how we perceive something, or our point of view about something, or our belief about something, literally colors exactly our experience of it.
Absolutely.
So when that you're talking about freedom, which is one of the highest things I value in my life, but it takes away freedom when you have this limitation, this reaction to this experience of something that's really negative and debilitating.
Yes. Yes, so, you do.
I want to talk a little bit about some of the things I'm seeing out there in culture. that I'd love you to address your perception of it or how people might be able to heal some of this. Sleeplessness. Being a light sleeper, having trouble sleeping, getting to sleep, or waking up constantly through the night. I hear this, and it's no surprise. Yeah. We are beset by electronics and overstimulated and so forth. But what do you know as an expert that men and women might be able to do about this issue today?
Mm-hmm. You're right. I hear the same thing too, by the way, Debbie. It's rampant. It's rampant. And, you know, Ambien sales are going through the roof, you know, even Tylenol PM, you know, off the shelf, if you will, over the counter. It's too easy to get those just to help me sleep rather than change what's currently going on that's, let's call it broken, which is just not working right. The number one thing that keeps people up at night is the mind chatter. And it could be great if you're, you know, let's say you're a very positive person. Everything's going great in your life. You have a good life, but you're very creative, very imaginative. You've got just tons of thoughts going on and firing off like spark plugs in your mind. Or you've got worries, thoughts of worry, thoughts of stress. You know, you've got depressive thoughts. But it's the constant, what I call the hamster wheel, just the going over and over and over again. We can try to shut it off ourselves by thinking of something different, but lo and behold, it just pops back in again. My first and foremost suggestion is to, you can't just turn it off cold turkey. You can't just turn that off. As I kind of alluded to before, that's just stopping a habit without replacing something good. So I suggest always listen to something. And that is, again, if it's a self-hypnosis CD to help you sleep, if it's just easy music with alpha waves, that's the daydream state waves in it, that can help you just relax and quiet your mind, allow that to drift you to sleep. The idea is to relearn how to quiet the mind, because we didn't come out of the mother's womb with this hyperactive mind. It's our reaction to life. Again, you mentioned electronics. My gosh, the media is on fire. We are trying to keep up with 19 devices at one time, let alone what's going on in our homes. Our private life. So that chatter is ongoing. So the whole idea is to relearn and maintain the ability to quiet the chatty mind. And that's the first step.
Mm. I just got to ask you quickly about anxiety, because as you're talking about that and what's going on today, and you mentioned earlier as well, anxiety is something that you're seeing a lot of. What's going on there? What is it for us that we're so anxious about?
Anxiety is fear of the unknown, but something that we're anticipating in the future, right? That's the definition of anxiety versus worry isn't right now, right? Anxiety is, I'm overly concerned about something and I'm imagining it that way. Well, we could change how we're going to imagine it, right? We could change that it could turn out great. But the point is to realize in the moment right now, I don't have control over that. I don't have control over what's going to happen tomorrow to a degree. So come to basis with yourself and say, to what degree do I actually have control over the thought that I'm expelling energy and worry over, that is creating stress and worry and anxiety in my life? Anxiety is fear of something that is not real. It's an imagined outcome. So when we realize we're investing all this emotion deteriorating our bodies and our health and our thoughts at that moment and how we're feeling and thinking at that moment over something that is imaginary, we can kind of put ourselves into check, if even just a little bit, and say, I've got to step back. And but what's going on today, we're opening ourselves up to it. We have to realize we have a choice of what you allow into your mind. We have a choice. And you can choose how much media you watch or listen to or attend or tune into. You have a choice.
I agree. I also think that many people, at least many people I know, are extremely sensitive, and we're walking satellite dishes. And often the anxiety is not even ours. We just perceive so much. We're like a portal almost, downloading constantly what's going on around us. And I think it's really important to learn, like, what belongs to me? Is this mine? And if not, to, you know, back to, I return to center with consciousness and love attached.
That's a great way to say it, Debbie. Can I borrow that? I love how you say walking satellites. I love that. You're right. Are your beliefs yours, or are they adopted by, or adopted, you know, from someone else? And we need to, you're right, go to your basis and say, wait, you know, I don't agree with so-and-so or that channel or that outlet. Whatever we got that belief or that worry from, let it go as easy as you took it. Because you chose to tune in, you grasped it, you can let it go.
You can let it go. Well, when we come back, Matthew's going to be giving everybody some let it go help, very specifically to give you some assist and relief today. And in that black hole where that negative stuff was, put some good yummies. This is Debbie Dashinger and Dare to Dream Radio. Join me on Twitter at my name, Debbie Dashinger. Stay right there. I'll be right back.
From the moment you enter Rejuvenate Medical Spa, it is clear that all of our products and services are designed to maximize your physical image from head to toe with the miracles of today's contemporary aesthetic procedures. RejuvenateMedical.com can enhance your best features and correct imperfections. Call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with questions or to schedule a free consultation and be on your way to a more beautiful, more confident you today. View our online specials now at rejuvenatemedical.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Listen, do you hear that? It's the sound of your life running smoothly. A big part of harmony has to do with your thoughts. Are your issues ruining your life? Debbie Dashinger is a certified BARS facilitator who uses energy clearings on clients for healing, creativity, aging, sleep, money, and more. In a BARS session, you will begin clearing away issues and allow harmony and change. Book your BARS session at www.debbiedashinger.com.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
We'll be right back. is well, yes?
Life is good and all is really well. Yes. Thank you, Michael Bernard Beckwith. I just want to give a shout out. I'm hearing from Ashley. I'm hearing from Jacqueline. I'm hearing from Raina that they are tuned in and loving the show. And I love you too. So we're back with more with Matthew Fallon, and we are talking about hypnotherapy and what's possible. I did promise you a hypnotic experience, but because I'm very mindful of being the host and having an experience too, I'm going to ask him a few more questions before we go there. You know, we titled this show, Matthew, How Do We Attain Our Full Potential? Them some fighting words, man, full potential. So
yes,
tell me, how do we attain our full potential?
What is your full potential is the question to that. Really, and not to be, you know, again, facetious, tongue-in-cheek, but what really are you capable of? And you and all of us, me, all our listeners, we're capable of so much. So to attain your full potential really is your unlimited capacity of your mind, of your own body. It's when we get our own way of, nah, I don't think so. I don't think I can. I'm not good enough. And on, that's when we stop ourselves, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely. So full potential, you're coining it as, what does that mean to you? Sort of like, what does success mean to you? And then that's your values. And then how can you get this stuff, these barriers you've got going on within between your two ears out of the way so that you can move forward with grace and ease?
Well said. Absolutely. Attain your full potential allows people to plug it in to them, how it will mean for them. And then I always realize when I'm talking with them, I can help them even raise that bar, that standard, a few notches even higher.
So, ooh, I like that.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Dream here, I'll take you there. That's even better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When we have guides, mentors, a coach, any kind, just someone to help us with anything, humility and knowing that I need help with this, help me with this, and we have someone there to do that for us and with us, we can literally reach so much more than just with ourselves, you know, between our own ears.
Yeah. Yeah, you got, you know, everybody says get a coach, it can change your business and your life, and you're a whole different kind that can make differences in ways that people wouldn't have anticipated. So I love the idea of this. And, you know, you've mentioned a couple of times body, so I really want to go there. One of the biggest money makers, right, in the world, weight loss, weight loss, weight loss. And as we know, up, down, up, down, people are very frustrated with it. And then we're told so many contrary ideas how this is healthy. No, eat this. No, do that. No, high carb, low carb. No, vegetarian. No, blah. So what is your take? What's going on with our bodies, and what can we do to actually create a body that is a normal size shape for us that feels good?
You know, great question. First and foremost is going back to love and respect for yourself and food. We've lost love and respect for ourselves at some point that we've gone to a compulsive eating versus a compassionate eating. And that is what we eat, when to eat, why to eat, how to eat. You know, we've all been in some relatable situation where we've had a good meal, we're relaxed, we feel great, we're comfortable, and we go into an easy chair or a movie theater, we're comfortable in another physical environment, and we go hand to mouth with something else now, a bag of chips or popcorn or something like that. And we're like, why do we do that? Why am I eating a big bowl of ice cream? I really don't, I just have the desire for the taste of it. So if we were to move from compulsion, as in compulsive eating and not being totally present, to compassionate eating, the step number one, we would make a massive difference in our lives. And that compassion is being present, being loving to yourself, being mindful and aware of your choices, being mindful and aware of your body, being mindful of how it feels. Do you really want that, or you just want the taste? There's a difference. Are you hungry, or you just want to feel something on your tongue that tastes like sugar, right? That's the first and foremost. What else is going on? The quality of our food, we know we can go on that for, my gosh, don't get us started on that. But again, we've got to pick out our foods carefully and just be mindful. So that's where I start, respect and awareness for our body and for food. And we can notice a big change.
So from compulsive to compassionate eating, that is the first time I've ever heard that, Matthew, and my body's going, yes, and yippee. That feels so right and light.
That's great.
And you can help us get to the compassion part if it's not happening on our own. So let's get to some compassion in general. I just want to say a shout out to the Hof grads. These are 38 of some of my new and grooviest friends imaginable. We all just went through an unbelievable experience together. And some are coming out and saying, miracles. And some are coming out and going, oy vey. Some are coming out and saying, I'm having kind of a hard time integrating. These are really good people, really seekers on the path. And I want to give all of them some relief so they can feel present and compassion and love and anything else beautiful you might offer us right now, Matthew. Before we go to break, I'm going to hand the reins over to you to take us through a hypnotic experience with Matthew Fallon.
Awesome. Thank you, Debbie. First and foremost, everyone listening to this live now or later, just put everything aside, pull over the car, put it in brake and turn it off, put the dishes or paperwork aside, and allow yourself to fully immerse in this. This isn't something you multitask with. It is something you fully devote yourself to. So allow yourself to sit down comfortably wherever you are. And I'd like you to put your left hand down and simply look at the back of your left hand. Just look at one spot on the back of your left hand without criticism, without judgment. Just look at one spot and take a slow, deep breath all the way in. And as you exhale, allow yourself to focus on the sound of my voice and your vision of the back of your left hand. And take another deep breath way in. And as you exhale, releasing any stresses, tensions, any irritations or distractions of the moment, just letting them go. And another deep breath way in. And hold and exhale, releasing, relaxing perfectly. Now allow your eyes to close now. Notice how good that feels. Your eyes, those eyelids, those intricate tiny muscles, notice how good they feel when they're relaxed. And imagine, just imagine for a moment, that relaxation, that profound relaxation, encompassing your entire body from your head down to the very tips of your toes. And invite it there now. Feel every muscle, tendon, tissue, fiber just melt like butter. Like butter in a saucepan, butter in the microwave, a melting candle. Just allow yourself to drop loose as you continue to breathe at a pace that is comfortable for you. Well done, that's right. Good. Now continue to breathe and relax and listen to my voice. I'd like to guide you to a beautiful, happy spot. And allow me to be your guide, like a tour guide for just a few moments. I'd like you now to think, recall back to a time yesterday, 5 minutes ago, 5 years ago, when you felt wonderful. And whatever wonderful means to you, happy, joyful, maybe on top of the world, your choice could be the birth of a baby in your life, could be you got a promotion, could be a smile from someone in the supermarket. Your choice. Think of when you felt really good. And really bring yourself back to that moment now. See it, all the vivid colors of that experience. Good. And I'd like you to hear all the associated sounds of that wonderful experience. Do it now. Hear them? Good. And I'd like you to feel how good it felt. Seeing all the vivid colors of that experience unfolding in your mind's eye right now. And hearing all the associated sounds. That's right. And noticing how good you feel right now. Gently on your right hand, I'd like you to gently squeeze the thumb and forefinger together. Just gently. The rest of the hand remains limp. Good. Holding that right thumb and forefinger together. As again, notice how good you feel. Fully immersed in that amazing experience, the vivid colors, the wonderful sounds, the wonderful feelings flooding through you now. This gentle holding of your thumb and forefinger are now your anchor. This is a tool. Whenever you desire and possibly need it or want it most, you can come back to this powerfully positive state you're in right now. by gently pausing for one moment, holding this thumb and forefinger together, the right hand as they are right now, and taking a deep breath and exhaling. And you'll realize those powerfully positive emotions will come flooding back, remaining in that wonderful experience in your mind's eye, in your emotions, and the sounds you're hearing. Recalling that experience, take a slow, deep breath in now. That's right. Flood yourself into that experience. Good. Exhaling, remaining loose, relaxed, limp. Good. Relax that thumb and forefinger now. As I now count forward from 1 to 3, on 3, fully wide awake, fully alert, feeling refreshed and alive with a new sense of purpose, immediately going forward. 1, coming slowly, slowly more aware of every surrounding now. 2, sitting up a little bit further than the moment before, doing that now. Notice how good that feels with a deep breath all the way in. Do that now. Exhaling on 3, wide awake, fully refreshed and alert. Take another few deep breaths if you need to, allowing yourself to come fully alert at your own pace. And just take a notice how good you feel. Good.
Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Rejuvenate Medical Spa is your premier results-driven medical spa. Voted the number one center for beauty and restoration for men and women at RejuvenateMedical.com. Rejuvenate Medical Spa has proudly served as skin and laser specialists over 10 years, offering the best in non-invasive cosmetic treatments and custom-made care for you. For hair, body, and skin, call Rejuvenate Medical Spa with your questions or schedule a free consultation at RejuvenateMedical.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 radio stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if you really do change molecules by your interaction with them? What if the change you've been looking for is right before your eyes? What if the uncomfortableness that comes with difference could be fun? What if the closed-minded people of the world no longer determined our world? What if gratitude trumps judgment every time? What if your kindness healed the world? What if the earth is asking for your help? And what if you had the resources to give it? This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Picasso, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Aristotle all knew to be true. Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. What if there are no dumb questions, or any question too large? What if you being you are the gift and the change this world requires? Is now the time? For more questions to create a change in your world, sign up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. My gift to you, beingyouclass.com.
Radio sells with immediacy. Radio sells everywhere. Radio is the cost-effective medium. Go to ads@debbiedashinger.com. Reach is nice, but frequency is better. You're always on the front page with Dare to Dream Radio. It's an award-winning program syndicated on over 60 stations. Advertise and sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio show for optimal advertising results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Learn at your desk teleseminars. Desire to fix your finances? Become a best-selling author? Execute your goals full circle from dream to done? Learn how to be interviewed on the radio for your business? Expert Debbie Dashinger teaches worldwide teleclasses. Her teleseminars receive rave reviews. Sign up for the teleclasses or receive the downloadable audios. Go to DebbieDashinger.com for your audio class now.
Talk radio is the most effective way to promote a book, business, product, or personal story. Done correctly, radio interviews will open doors. MediaMasteryRadio.com offers training and media strategy. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn to message yourself. Get results when you are interviewed, such as sales, followers, speaking gigs, and new customers. programs, products, workshops, and private sessions at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
What is forgiveness like in your life? Is there someone right now that you need to forgive? Project Forgive is changing all that, teaching you how to skillfully forgive and finally get that freedom. Go to www.projectforgive.com. It's time you freed yourself and freed your dream. You're listening to Dare to Dream.
Na 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 na. You're not bad, you're not selfish, you're not ugly, you're not broken.
If you're tuning in after we've started, this is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio. I'm interviewing Matthew Fallon, who is a certified clinical hypnotist, life transformation coach, speaker, and author. I just want to make sure to have beautiful closure on the gift you offered us, Matthew, and say for me that I immediately, it's funny, you know, of all the amazing things I could have chosen, I chose something so simple. Just this weekend, after I did a very intensive experience, I took myself for 2 days to this Northern California town I'd never been before, and it was beyond the beyond's exquisite place. Actually, I'm thinking, God, I might want to live here when I retire, and I loved being there, surrounded by forest in a gorgeous town and amazing people, and I noticed they really connected and smiled, and my moment was walking down the block. And I was just happy to be me. That's all I was feeling, was just happy. And a handsome guy, turned the corner and looked at me and smiled. And I sort of smiled back, but he went, "Hey," and smiled again. And so I took an extra moment to really go, "Hi," and look right in his face and eyes. And I kept going, and it felt like the universe in that moment, in that man. And yes, he was handsome and all of that, yes, for sure. But there was also that element, like I really felt God in that moment was saying, "I see you. I see you here in this simplicity. You're not dressed up. You're not really made up, but you're just so happy and glowing. And girl, this is what it's about." And that's what that "hey" felt like. So that's where I went, Matthew, when I anchored that simple, poignant moment.
Excellent. Excellent. What a gift. A gift that you gave yourself in the moment itself to experience it. You were vulnerable to it and you responded to it. But now a gift that you now can relive and help shape you going forward. So, neat. Neat sharing. Thank you.
And I love the idea, you know, something that exercise with you reminded me of is how often the things I love the most are not the grandest, the richest, the, you know, big as whatever on the block. It's the simplicity, the easiest moments that are the most meaningful.
Great point. They are, and they can be. Those are the ones that shape us, aren't they? Not necessarily life's massive milestones, but that experience you just experienced right there that you shared, something as simple as that can really just make us feel good and move us forward, just give us spring in your step, and you can have a phenomenal week after that.
Yes. And let's have a phenomenal week, period, and a phenomenal life. Matthew, this is Dare to Dream. What are you next Dare to Dream? What are your future dreams and goals?
My word, my goodness. I would love to help as many people as I possibly can have an awakening simply to what is already inside them that their Creator gifted them with, and that is your ability to overcome that which is holding you back. You have the ability to overcome that which is potentially holding you back. And I say that because, is it holding you back or is it just a thought that is holding you back? So even a thought can be overcome, but it's already in you. Your Creator gifted you with it. Embrace it and accept that gift.
You can find out more about Matthew Fallon at attainyourfullpotential.com. Matthew, thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you, Debbie, for having me. I had a lot of fun. I really appreciate you and your work. Thank you.
Loved it. I end today's show with this quote from Wayne Mueller. "You're not broken. Childhood suffering is not a mortal wound, and it did not irrevocably shape your destiny. You need not remove, destroy, or tear anything out of yourself in order to build something new. Your challenge is not to keep trying to repair what was damaged. Your practice instead is to reawaken what is already wise, strong, and whole within you. To cultivate those qualities of heart and spirit that are available to you in this very moment. Subscribe to my YouTube videos at youtube.com/DebOnTheRadio. And if you're ready to become a best-selling author, go to mybestsellerbook.com. And if you want to know why your business offerings and media appearances don't sell out, maybe your messaging is off. I help you sell out and have a waiting list. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Thanks for joining me on Dare to Dream. And remember, the secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to DebbieDashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at DebbieDashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to DebbieDashinger.com. That's www.DebbieDashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
I'm standing now, waiting for my time.